We live, we love, we serve. Listen, this service has been so powerful. There's not a whole lot to say on top of it, but we're going to say a few things. And so I want to look today at Psalm 126. I want to read the whole psalm. It's only six verses. Psalm 126. I'm reading from the New Revised Standard Version of Scripture, and here's how it reads. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with shouts of joy. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we rejoiced. Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like the watercourses in the Negev. May those who sow in tears reap with shouts of joy. Those who go out weeping, bearing the seed for sowing, shall come home with shouts of joy, carrying their sheaves. Come on, beloved, let's pray. God, honestly, we have no idea where we would be if it had not been for you. There were so many moments in this past year where many of us were ready to give up. You reminded us, oh God, we had a reason to keep on living. There were so many moments, oh God, where we could not understand why the pain was so intense. But then, oh God, you reminded us to keep on breathing. God, thank you for inhabiting the spaces we thought were problematic and turning it around in our favor. God, we thank you. So we approach, oh God, this last Sunday of the year with celebration, with joy, and with thanksgiving because of your faithfulness, because of your goodness, because of your mercy towards us. We love you, Lord. We honor you, God. And it's in your name we pray. Amen. Allow me to read that again, Psalm 126. The Lord restored the fortunes of Zion. We were like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with shouts of joy. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we rejoice. Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like the watercourses in the Negev. May those who sow in tears reap with shouts of joy. Those who go out weeping, bearing the seeds for sowing, shall come home with shouts of joy, carrying their sheaves. Let me read verse 5 again to focus in on. May those who sow in tears reap with shouts of joy. Amen. Fun. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. You take your seat. I won't be long this morning, for real. May those who sow in tears reap. Y'all said we heard that before. May those who sow in tears reap with shouts of joy. This Psalm 126 is both inspirational and aspirational. It is inspirational because of what it challenges the people of God to do, and aspirational because it reminds the people of God of what God will do. Many of us have come to this point in the year, the end of this year, and many of us can say that it has not been an easy year. I know I'm not the only one who can testify that there were moments in this year where you felt as though you were literally about to lose your mind. There will always be those moments along this journey. And I got to tell you, I wish that I could tell you that as long as you remain faithful and steadfast and honor God, that the path will be easy and the way will not be challenging. But then I would be fraudulent in saying that. Because the truth is, no matter how much we remain faithful to God, and no matter how much we are attentive to the ways of God in our lives, there are still those moments that seemingly arrive. And it seems like those moments in particular that arrive negatively were designed to break us. I know I'm not the only one here again this morning who can testify that during the course of this year, there were moments you thought would literally break your spirit, break your faith, and break your confidence in God. Is there anybody in here today who can testify that you had those moments in this year? Well, here's what I got to tell you. It may not be good news, but it's truthful news. You will still have those moments. And those moments will come again in 2025. I don't try to wish bad on you. It's just the nature of life. I think this year I preached a sermon that, man, still resonates with many because people reach out to me and tell me all the time that life be what? Life. There it is. Life be life. And that's the nature of life. And the issue is when you find yourself repeatedly in the position and the space that seems difficult and hard to handle, I want to help you for 2025. What do you do? I know that oftentimes I find myself reaching out to people who I trust, who I know love me and who I love them, and I've asked them, pray for me. Have you ever done that where you reach out to some persons in your life who you trust the nature of their prayers and you've asked them in that moment of crisis to pray for you? In fact, it is a wonderful thing to know that there are people in your life, in your circle, in your space who know how to lift your name up, especially in moments when you don't feel really inclined to pray and talk to God. Can I be honest about that part for a second? That there are those moments again that are so tumultuous and they cause such an upheaval in your life, you start reversing back to spaces where you didn't necessarily, well, you didn't always want to trust God the way you should have. And it was good to know that when you forgot to pray for yourself, that there were people who knew how to pray for you. Can I get real honest? I thank God for the people who I don't even know who had me on their mind. Just last week, I was here walking through Harlem around this church, and someone I did not know came up to me, thanked me for FCBC. Here's what she said to me. She said, Pastor, I'm always praying for you. I remember walking away from that encounter thanking God that here was somebody I really didn't know who knew of what we did and who we were, and told me, I'm praying for you. Ain't nothing like knowing that people seen and unseen know how to lift your name up in those moments when they don't even know why you came to their mind or spirit, but they were obedient in that moment and they did what God told them to do. Those are the unseen warriors who work on your behalf, who lift up your name because God is pushing them to stand in the gap for you in your moment of crisis. My God, have you ever been in a space where you said, God, thank you for the people I don't know who stood in the gap for me, who interceded on my behalf and lifted me up in prayer? Yeah. So again, let me say this again, beloved, that I know you're glad 2024 is over. And sometimes we come to 2024 and we think that somehow that December 31st means the end of some things. But I got news for you. Sometimes December 31st don't mean the end of nothing. That you're going to carry some of those same things into January 1st. And you thought somehow magically that at midnight all things would fade away. No, they may still be waiting there. Some of the things that have been chasing you ain't going to get tired yet. Some of the things that have been trying to destroy you ain't gonna get tired yet. So I'm gonna say it again. The issue is, what will you do in this new year when you find yourself once again with your back
against the wall, being tried and tested, and you are not sure if you're going to make it. I'm not trying to threaten you. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm trying to be honest with you. Again, I wish every year could be smooth sailing, but it's not so. So when the trial shows up, and when the challenge shows up, and when the obstacle shows up, and here it is, when the enemies show up, then what will you do? Because what good is it to come to church if you don't learn how to build up your resources? What will you do? But what good is it to shout and celebrate if you don't know how to lean on the gospel and the word of God? What will you do? Next time it feels as though it is too hard to handle, I'm going to give you three things to do. That's what Baptist preachers do. I'm going to give you three things to do to help you when those times hit you in 2025. Can I tell you the first thing? I'm gonna use R's this morning. Can I tell you? Here it is. The first thing you better do is remember. Oh, God. Hold on. It's here. They said in Psalm 126, when the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled, this is past tense, with laughter, and our tongue with shouts of joy. And it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. You hear that? In other words, in this moment, the psalmist is encouraging us to remember, oh God, not remember the crisis, remember the deliverance, not remember the pain, but remember the breakthrough. Is there anybody in here who God blew your mind in 2024? You cried out to God. You were going through that season of difficulty, and some way unbeknownst to you, God made a way in that season. Yeah, remember that when 2025 comes. Don't forget what the Lord has already done, what God has already opened in your life. Is there anybody in here today who, yeah, you may be struggling right now, but can I tell you something? I've struggled with testimonies in my spirit. Oh, God. I've struggled with memory in my heart because I remembered what God has already done. I wish I had somebody in here today who understood that the reason I can rejoice even right now when things ain't going right in my life is because my memory ain't died yet. I can still remember what the Lord has. Is there anybody in here today who can say in 2024 I had some tough days, but God, I'm going to stop right there, that I've gone through some difficult moments, but God, that there were times I wanted to give up, but God. But God what? But God made a way. God opened doors. God dealt with my enemies. God opened things I could not believe could happen in my life. But God. Look at somebody and tell them, remember. Remember. Can I pause again? I wanted to move to the next arm, but I got to pause. Because here's what the psalmist said for a second. He said that God had done so much in their lives that the other nations started celebrating. You missed that part. No, you didn't catch that. That God had done so much in their lives that the other nations said, look how the Lord has blessed them. You ain't caught that yet? Here it is. I love when I experience with people around me secondhand rejoicing. You ain't got that yet, right? Secondhand, what does that mean? That means that your rejoicing ain't even for you. That watch this, that you're rejoicing because of what you've seen God do in someone else's life. Oh, it's real churchy, but it's true. There's some folk right now that if you ask them why they shouting, they gonna say, because I saw how you handled what God was doing in your life. I wish I could help you today. That God is going to do so much and has done so much that what God has done in your life will inspire other people. Oh my God, you ain't hitting that yet? Okay, here, put it this way. That there are things that will happen in the course of your life that will be so mind-blowing that people will see what God is doing in your life and they will begin to shout on your behalf. You see, here it is. I have found in my life that there were moments where people shouted off of what God did for me when I forgot to shout my own self. Oh, God. And watch this. The shouting of what God was doing in my life inspired me to rejoice. Oh, gosh. So when you're in this season in 2025, it's going to be challenging. First thing you better do is what? Remember. Let me give you another R. The next thing you better do is recognize. Hold on. Recognize what? Recognize, and it's simple, it's super churchy, y'all. So hold on. Remember and recognize, since I heard heaven say this, that the same God who did it before is the same God who'll do it again. God has not left you because it's a new enemy. God has not left you because it's a new crisis. God has not left you because it's a new challenge. The same God who escorted you through the last trial is the same God who will guide you through the next season of challenge. So recognize that. Don't let the pain be so intense that you fail to recognize the presence of God. Wait a minute. You mean to tell me I thought that thing was going to kill me, but it didn't kill me because God was walking with me? Don't you ever forget that. God is not some distant deity who is lofty and above and disconnected from you. No, God is right there in the middle. Sometimes it's recognizing God's presence that's the thing that enables you to handle your next situation. Look at somebody and tell them, God is with you. It's that simple. God is with you. In my distress, God comforts me. In my strife, God stands for me. When I'm going against my enemy, God fights my battle. In other words, I can come through the worst season of my life rejuvenated and strengthened. Why? Because the fight wasn't mine. The fight belonged to God. I remember what God has done. And I recognize that God ain't finished. Well, here's the last R, and then we're done, because we already got it today. It said that when you get to verse 5, the psalmist is saying to those of us who are feeling heavy and burdened right now, he said, those, here's the promise, who sow in tears will reap in joy. No, you didn't catch that. For those who've sown in tears, the harvest will be joy. Man, I gotta say it differently, I think. For those who sow in tears, hold on, you can't outcry God's joy. Oh God, you don't understand that. If you sow in tears, God said you'll reap. Enjoy. I don't know why y'all ain't running around this church right now. You act like you ain't cried in 2024. You act like you ain't been through in 2024, that you have not been hurting in 2024. God said, for every tear, I'll give you a reason to rejoice. For every pain, I'll give you a reason to rejoice. Is there anybody here who can testify that the last R in your task is to rejoice for what the Lord is about to do? Oh my God. You don't understand this, beloved. You don't understand this. God is giving a promise that your crying was not in vain. God is making a promise that your painful predicament and your hurtful history is not in vain. That for every moment you thought it was over, God will rejuvenate your spirit and remind you this time to rejoice. Now, here's what I need to know. Because if you believe that today, you would be doing just what the psalmist reminds us of. Can you understand? He said, just as God has put a reservoir in the middle of the desert. That's what is there. God has created restoration in your dry place. Oh God, in the place you thought was barren and dead, God is going to bring to life. And for every tear you sow because you thought it was over, God said, I'm going to give you a reason to celebrate. Is there anybody in here today who said, I've come to the last Sunday of 2024. I've gone through some difficulty. I've had some pain, but I'm still standing. God, after everything that I've experienced, I'm still here. Look at your neighbor and tell a neighbor, you gotta rejoice. Oh, you missed it. Tell somebody else, you gotta rejoice. That's not rhetorical. That's an inspirational declaration and designed to get you to respond. Is that too heavy? All right. Shout if you know what the Lord has done and what God is about to do. That's the aspirational part of this, that I aspire to make my way through the end of this year and step into my new year because God has encouraged me. to rejoice. Remember, recognize, and rejoice. There's some of us in here right now who we genuinely contemplated literally giving up. I ain't talking to everybody right now. I'm talking about there's some of us in here right now that if people got inside of our minds and really saw what we were thinking, they would have run to our rescue immediately. Because there are some in here right now who suffer deeply in silence. You had to be intentional, so you thought, to not let people see your pain. Sometimes that pretending you did actually push you deeper into a crisis you felt you could not handle. I'm talking to somebody now. If people understood how close you were to listening to them voices, those voices that were telling you that your life has no value. You see, because sometimes we walk into these spaces and we feel compelled to pretend. And some folk didn't even realize you were pretending. That the smile wasn't real. The rejoicing wasn't even real. If they could just inhabit your mind, they would have understood how courageous you were in just getting out of the bed. There were those moments you just wanted to crawl deeper into that dark place. And there was a time when you were afraid of being alone because you didn't trust yourself alone. But then loneliness invited you to draw closer. And my God, in those lonely spaces, you began to think things you never thought you would ever think. But guess what? Those voices that were telling you were worthless, that you might as well give up, or even this one, that you got what you deserved. Those voices didn't lower their volume. Those voices just got drowned out by a bigger voice. Because I realize those demons don't get quiet. Something I heard one of my mentors say, because evil doesn't know when to stop. But in the midst of those voices, what shifts the situation is that no matter how loud they get, they can never drown out the voice of God. And for every time those other voices tried to tell you you were insignificant, the voice of God said, you belong to me. But every time those other voices said, and this is what you get, God said, my grace. Hey, my grace is still sufficient. And every time those voices said, nobody cares what you're going through, God said, I have unspeakable love for you. I used to pray for God to silence the voices. And now I say, God, thank you that those voices don't have the last word in my life. For every mountain you brought me over, for every valley you've seen me through, I have no choice but to cry out, hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the last Sunday. And if you're here today and you genuinely didn't think you would make it to this day, I need you to come on down here today. I don't know who you are. I ain't talking about, no. If you genuinely did not believe you would make it to this moment, don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. Because for everyone who comes, there's three who are afraid to move. You might be shocking some people right now because you pretended so good they believed you were okay. But only you know, I genuinely did not think I would make it. See, and some of us are thinking only physically. There's some of us who are dying emotionally, spiritually, because there's a greater death, greater than physical death. It's when you give up, stop believing in what is possible, when you arrive on the shores of hopelessness. I need you to hear that. Physical death is going to come, but don't die before you die. Don't give up. You've come too far. You've come too much. You've endured too much. You've withstood too much to let go now. And you don't even necessarily see that you are on the cusp of the breakthrough that you needed. Yeah, it hurts, but you're closer than you can imagine. Trust you. God, we believe you. God, we need you. God, thank you for those moments when we cried out and you heard us. Thank you for those moments when we stretched out our arms and you held us. Thank you for those times when we wanted to go back to the spaces that were killing us. You pushed us forward, reminding us to not go back. God, thank you for the times you had to rescue us from ourselves. God, thank you for the times where we actually believed those small voices, but you reminded us how valuable we are. God, thank you that we made it, 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 God, that we made it, God.